Philip Semper, PNCD 0 and QHD 0821, 0820, 2025. The patient is for Mr. Dane Clark. Clark spells C-L-A-R-K. Dane spells D-A-N-E. Date of birth is 01-11-1967. This is a 58-year-old gentleman here with left great toe pain, period. Described pain as sharp, rated pain 6/10, worse with touch and certain shoes. Said pain is non-radiating, is confined to the lateral surface of his great toe, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes for your next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. The physical exam is alert-oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98%. Remaining blood pressure is 125 over 82. Pulse 7, respiration 18. Temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph. Left great toe. There is mild edema and migrating erythema on the lateral surface of his nail. Tenderness of palpation. Nail appears to be ingrown in the surrounding tissue, but not significant. That requires surgical excision at the moment, period. Neurovascularly intact. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T. Normal. Next paragraph, neck. Full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Pre-next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae. Pre-next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is periungual cellulitis, left great toe. Number two is toe pain, left great toe. Patient was sent over with the following medication. Septra, 800/160 milligrams, 1 PO, BID for 10 days, number 20. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Patient was educated on conservative methods in taking care of this issue, namely soak in warm water. This includes, and correction, and you could add a liquid soap of choice, betadine, or hydrogen peroxide. End of your patient.